Hello, you're listening to ComFest Radio, brought to you by ComFest Global Community Film Festival. And this morning, I'm going to be interviewing a first-time documentary filmmaker. Her name is Liliana Komorowska, and she has made a film called Beauty and the Breast. And it's truly an honor to talk to you about this this film, as I know myself and many of the audience members who will be at the show will be relating very strongly to it. I'd like to ask you, first of all, why did you make this film and what did you learn along the way?
Vladimir, it happened to me completely by chance. This film, the subject matter, which is breast cancer, came to me because I was not at all into the subject, being an actress, having a very good life, full of work, living in French Canada, Polish origin, traveling a lot, being a mother of two, a happy wife. And at one point of my life, 5 years, completely by chance, that first encounter with a cancer patient, a beautiful woman who was an ex-model and a mother of two young children, and she was 39 years old, in the middle of her struggling with the breast cancer, it came to me completely by shock that all my preconceptions that I had and all my fears about, you know, this cancer that would be sort of like a deadly disease, suddenly I found out that this woman who went through chemo and was before radiation treatments, and she also had, you know, her whole story was extremely compassionate for me, and opened sort of a curiosity of how can a woman being that young, being a mother, and being going through this terrifying journey, through this tremendous ordeal and this adversity that comes to you completely out of nowhere, how do you deal with that? And how can you deal with it with so much strength and resilience that she did? And I was very, very interested in getting to the bottom of it and getting further with it. And I was actually very ashamed of myself because this was something that I had to face myself. I had to face my own ignorance about the subject and also about all these preconceptions that I had. I needed to confront myself with it, also knowing that my two grandmothers passed away from the disease when I was only a baby and I've never seen them. So this film happened to me because it was sort of a time in my life that I needed to stop what I was doing and I needed to really get inside of that subject to possess it better and to feel as a woman that I needed to give something back to the society. Went right away to mammography and started to go through the doctors with advices of what to, I was absolutely clean, but you know, the advice of genetics was very interesting for me and important for me because it the family history brought this matter to the forefront of my concerns, and I have finally realized, and this whole 4 years, because it took me 4 years to do the film, I went into the circle of friends of that first cancer patients, the doctors, other women, and I have realized through that film that I needed to take my health in my own hands, and that there is a wisdom within inside of us, and there is this strength and resilience that we can build and we can tap into it when the adversity comes our way, and we can face it. And that is that very uplifting message that the film carries, even though it is on such a heavy subject. But ultimately, I think that this film carries, as it did with me, the lesson of life that it is always different, and we can recompose, and with the diagnosis we can find a new life, and paradoxically sometimes even better.
You mentioned preconceptions. What are some of those preconceptions that you've experienced, and also, I'm sure, many, many other people around the world, those preconceptions and myths that we have related to breast cancer?
Well, as you know, I'm an actress, and being an actress carries this largely directed, defined definition of a woman that is very public, that has the certain body that that is sort of in a way public, right? That we have what we define ourselves as women actresses is through our hair, through our breasts. So that's where my preconceptions of that social status that we are, our appearances, the general perception of a female beauty stereotype, all that, when I confronted myself with women with breast cancer going through mastectomies, mutilating their bodies for the reason of having no choice, but in order to live, in order to have that disease vanished from your body, the first thing you have to do is you have to get rid of those very important parts of your body that are defining you in many cases. And in my case, that's what was the most interesting for me, to get into that woman's body and how would she feel before and during and after. And I'm going, and on screen, these women are they give testimonies of their own fears and what those preconceptions they would have to deal with, meaning, you know, they have to get rid of the breasts and they have to accept that for a year they will have no hair on their body. And that, for me, was another lesson that they taught me, saying that and accepting the mutilating bodies, going with this journey with grace, with dignity. Some of them, it took them a long time to get there. For some of them, it took them just a shift, and also support of their families and support groups and women that they surround themselves with and friends. But these preconceptions for me are the ones that I'm dealing in this film with, because they're so important for everybody. And each of these subjects that I was interviewing had a very different way of dealing with this, with a subject, with the subject of their femininity, with the subject of their operations and dealing with mastectomies and with radiations, with reconstructions or not reconstructions, all these choices were made in front for me as if on camera, and I could feel. So it was like giving myself and the world tools of how to arm yourself when this adversity comes your way, or how to help others when they go through it, or just feel wiser about yourself and feel more aware of what's going on. And that consciousness carries a lot of empowerment inside. So we're not helpless, we're not hopeless, we're not fearful, we're not on denial. I wanted to have that story being brought to light and to serve others as a great platform of knowledge, of education, and also of the emotional impact, what it does on our society and the whole.
I believe that the success of any documentary is when the filmmaker humanizes the issue. We have to humanize the issue, and you have. Can you give us a brief glimpse into who some of your subjects are and what their lives are like before and after?
Well, this is a wonderful story that came to me, as I said, completely by chance, and I embraced it. I first met Soraya, who was that ex-model, a mother of two young children, who allowed me to be followed and through the course of her treatments and other operations after she completed her chemo. She was having a genetic a problem with her father dying of cancer and few members of her family, and she found out that she was actually positive BRCA2 gene, and that would open a can of worms for her because she was at 39, not at all being aware of that. So it took her a long time to accept that actually at 39 you are a prawn with the genetic factor to have the cancer. So it took her also a long time before she decided to, after first mastectomy, she decided to go for double mastectomy because that factor of not having breasts can save your life and your percentage of not being prone to breast cancer. It brings it down to less than 5%. So this woman today is completely, as she says, cured of cancer, and she took her whole own life in her own hands, went through oophorectomy, went through all the operations and reconstruction. She's extremely happy mother and serving her children and being very, very, very proud of that strength that she developed during going through the disease and being just a very powerful, full of happiness woman. And I talk to her very often, and I'm extremely happy that she was the first one to ignite and to inspire me to do this film. Other, she introduced me to another woman who is, her name is Lucy. She was also a singer, model, a woman in the same entertainment business. But her story is completely different because she had implants as an actress, woman who needed to have those in order to be successful in her business. And then when she was going to the doctors for, because in her family she has a family history of breast cancer, she went to doctors and they denied that whatever pain she had in her breast, they were denying, saying that she was too young to have them, and all the tests were very negative when it comes to the breast cancer, until it was very, very late and she found out that she had a grade 2 breast cancer. She had to do two tumorectomies, and then afterwards she decided to go for double mastectomy. But this film carries us through her story until I am happy because she finally decides to go for a double mastectomy. It was the whole process of how to learn with doctors and with your own life and how to go through it to understand that, you know, that your life is at stake and that your risk is much higher if you carry your own breasts with having much more chances of developing second and third cancers. So my film finishes when she decides to go for double mastectomy with reconstruction. And today she lives also very happily. She actually, through the times of the chemos when she was going through, she's a wonderful rider, horseback rider. And the horse that we see in the film, Sea Breeze, is the horse that helped her go through the chemotherapy. And unfortunately, that horse is not with us anymore. It passed away just about a few months ago, and she was so tortured by that. But saying, Liliana, at least, you know, horse is immortalized in my film. But many other stories, those stories immortalized on screen, they convey those compelling insights that I wanted to bring to the people, the guidance, knowledge about this cancer, options of traditional, alternative, complementary medicine, to educate and to find the important role of all of us to join in this in this fight, in this collective journey with breast cancer until a cure is found.
Thank you for giving us that glimpse. I just want to ask you just a couple of questions, then we'll finish. This is a feature-length documentary.
Yes.
Feature-length documentary, and will we be seeing it in other theaters other than ComFest and other television programs across Canada?
Across Canada. Well, I'm right now in conversations with Seville Films because they really like the film, and then it's going to be broadcasted in broad, I believe, because it's all about in the hands of the distribution company, the Seville that is taking care of my film. I don't know yet. They are in conversations with the broadcasters, you know, Astral Media and everybody. But in the United States, it actually is going into a video on demand, into Amazon.com, and into iTunes starting October 11th. And obviously, we are going to see the film at ComFest this
yes,
Friday.
Yes, ComFest got it first.
Yes, got it first.
Yes, we did. Yeah, and just I want to ask you, it's been 4 years in making this film.
Yes.
Has the journey been worth it? And how have you changed and deepened?
Of course. This film has been a real blessing for me because it changed completely my perspective on my life, and it brought a distance to pains and aches that we are suffering every day, thinking that this is the end of the life. It is not. When you look at the real deal, which is looking at women facing the real life-threatening diseases, you understand, you compose yourself, and you feel so much better because, you know, arm yourself with the preventive choices that we have. I changed my lifestyle. I'm doing yoga every day. I see how to manage my own stresses on a daily basis, how to breathe and how to look around and how to motivate myself in the morning and feeling that every moment is worth living and not taking it for granted is one of those amazing gifts that I got from this film and from going through the journey. I also became I became a member of the inner love circle with women who embraced me, those that I went through with 10 of them. And I feel privileged to go through this, and I felt privileged that I could help bring this voice further, and that everybody who wants can tap into their histories and become a witness, like I was an eyewitness of the amazing force, the life force that is inside of us, and that we all can be a part of it.
Thank you, Liliana. I just want to let everyone know who's listening, and please tell other people who aren't listening that Beauty and the Breast will be screened on Friday, September the 13th at 5:45 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, at 5:45 p.m. at the Rainbow Cinema, and that is in Toronto at 80 Front Street East at Jarvis in the St. Lawrence Market neighborhood opposite the St. Lawrence Market. So that's the Rainbow Theater, 5:45 p.m. Friday, September 13th. You will be there to answer questions.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
good
very
luck
much.
With the film, and thank you for making it.
Thank you.